Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Zayin. We left off on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are 9 lines before the end of the page at Rav Yosef Amar. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lender, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Vasimcha Allah Shalom, and the Shamash Shav and Aliyah. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So the Gemara is going to talk today. First, we were discussing yesterday why it is that if you have the Shtei Alechem that are brought without Kivsei Atzeres, let's say you don't have any Kvasim, so you bring the Shtei Alechem anyway, but the Halacha is that it's not eaten, it's burnt, but not burnt right away, you wait till the next day to burn it. So the Gemara wanted to know, if it's supposed to be burnt, burn it today. And if it's not supposed to be burnt, eat it. So why do you wait till the next day to burn it? So Rav Yosef is going to give his 2 cents on that issue. He's going to have 2 different mahalchim to try to explain that issue. Then on the top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have a machlokes, which stage of the Avodas HaZevach, of the Kivsei Atzeres, makes the Shtei Alechem holy? What grants the Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem? Is it the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres, or is it the Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeres that makes the Shtei Alechem, its partner, makes it have its Kedusha? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, what Rebbe means in that context. When we talk about what gives it its Kedusha, Rebbe says that the Shtei Alechem are Kadosh ve'eno Kadosh if the Zrika was done Shalo L'shma. What does Kadosh ve'eno Kadosh mean? In what sense is it Kadosh? In what sense is it Eino Kadosh? So we're going to have a machlokas, 2 opinions about that, and a nafkamina between those 2 opinions. Then the Gemara is going to have a shaila that is raised by Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, where he raises the question whether you're allowed to eat the lechem, the shtei lechem, if the zrika of the kivsei atzeres was done shalo lishma. And the Gemara is going to struggle to figure out what exactly his question was, meaning everything seems to have been covered in the previous conversation of the Gemara. So what new ground is he breaking in asking such a question? Then the final discussion on today's daf is whether the Kivsei Atzeres that were ruined because the Shtei Alechem was lost are repurposed or can be repurposed into a Karban Shlamim by doing the Zrika L'Shem Shlamim. Meaning you had Kivsei Atzeres that had Shtei Alechem associated with it. Shtei Alechem got lost, and that makes it that these Kivsei Atzeres are no longer kosher. They cannot be used as Kivsei Atzeres, but you already shechted them, so is there a way to salvage them by doing the Zrika L'Shem Karban Shlamim and just using it as a Karban Shlamim, as a regular Shlamim, instead of just saying that it's a Pasul Kivsei Atzeres that nothing can be done with? So that's the question the Gemara is going to raise. That's going to be the final discussion on today's daf. So let's begin 9 lines from the end of the page on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So again, we're trying to figure out the Kasha on the Brisa about the Shtei Alechem that are brought without Kivsei Atzeres because you don't have any Kvasim, so you just bring the Shtei Alechem on their own. So he said you burn it, but not that day, you wait till the next day to burn it. So why is that? So Rav Yosef Amar Liolam L'Sreifa Asyan, that really Me'ikar Adin, it's supposed to be burnt. Why not just burn it today? V'hainu time of the Lo Sarfinan, and the reason they don't burn it right away and they wait until it becomes Pasul B'lin as well, L'fi Shein Sarfim Kachim B'Yom Tov, because there's a din that you're not allowed to burn Kachim Psulim on Yom Tov, and therefore you wait till after Yom Tov in order to burn it. Where do we know that you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov, Kachim that become Pasul on Yom Tov? So it's a Gemara in Shabbos Tav Chav Dalid that darshans from a Pasuk about the Korban Pasach, where the Pasuk says, V'lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, v'anosar mimenu ad boker ba'ish tisrofu, that you're not supposed to leave over from the Korban Pesach until the next morning. You're supposed to eat it all at night. And if you leave it over ad boker, then you burn it. Why does it say ad boker twice? To tell me that boker sheni l'sreifa, that even though it already becomes pasul on the first morning after its zman achilu, which means Pesach morning, the morning of the first day of Pesach, it's already pasul belina, but you can't burn it yet. You need to wait until boker sheni, until chol hamoed, because you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov. So there is such a rule that you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov, and that's the reason why, if shtei alechem are brought by themselves, and they're going to need to get burnt, but you got to wait till the next day. You cannot burn it on Shavuos itself. You need to wait until the day after Shavuos to burn it. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef Midami. You can compare the din of burning the Shtei Alechem that are brought without the Kivsei Atzeres to the din of burning Kachim that are Pasul. Hasam Lav Mitzvasan Bekach. When you're dealing with Kachim that are Pasul, the mitzvah is not really Besreifa. The mitzvah was Ba'achila, and they became Pasul, so you had to burn them. So for that, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. You have to wait till after Yontif. But when it comes to the Shtei Alechem that were brought without Kivsei Atzeres, the Mitzvasan Bekach. This is what you're actually supposed to do with it. It's supposed to be burnt. So this Rafinu, that you should be allowed to burn on Yantuf. Meaning, I acknowledge, says Abaye to Rav Yosef, that there is a din, obviously, that you're not allowed to burn Kachim Psulim on Yantuf. But this isn't really Kachim Psulim. This is Kachim that's meant to be burnt. Just like the Par and Sor of Yom Kippurim, that the mitzvah is Bisreifa, and therefore you're Soreif them on Yantuf. That's just part of the Avoda of Yom Kippurim. So when you happen to not have kvasim, part of the avoda of the Shtei Alechem is to burn it, and therefore you should be allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. So Rav Yosef has to come up with a different explanation as to why it is that we wait until the next day, till the day after Shavuos, to burn the Shtei Alechem that were brought without Kivsei Atzeres. So Elo Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, you know what? Really, the halacha is that it's supposed to be burnt, and really we should have burnt it right away, and we should not wait till the day after Shavuos. But midrabanan, we wait. Gzeira Shema is damnu lehem kvasim liachar mikan. Because what are you going to do? You're going to burn it on the day of Shavuos, and then someone's going to come and say, wait, I found two sheep. I found two kvasim. So we could have paired it with kivsei atzeres, and we could have salvaged the whole thing. And now we burnt it, and it's too late, and now we're not going to be able to eat it. So we have to wait until no one could bring kivsei atzeres anymore. By the time no one could bring kvasim anymore, that's already when Shavuos is over. So that's why I wait till the next morning after Shavuos to burn it. So Abaye once again challenges Rav Yosef. Tenach calls man hakravasam lebasra achilis rafinu. That makes sense why you're not going to burn it on Shavuos, because people could still bring the kivsei atzeres. But maybe you should burn it on Motzai Shavuos. Why do you wait till the next morning to burn it? What's the purpose of that? So the Gemara answers, Maitu uber tsurasanami diktani tsuras hakravasam. When it says tuber tsurasam, it means that this man hakrava should be over, not that you have to wait till the next morning. Meaning, enachidani. That's not what it means. Meaning, you assumed that when we said, let it have uber tsurasan and then burn it, we assumed it means what it always means in Shas, that uber tsurasan means you wait till the next morning. Not true. It means you wait till Motzai Shavuos. Once Motzai Shavuos comes, so now you know it's too late to have Kivsei Atzeres. No one's going to bring the Kivsei Atzeres and salvage these Shtei Alechem. So now you burn it. You don't wait until the next morning. Now the Gemara goes back to the Brisa about the Shtei Alechem that come on their own and gives another answer. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, a totally different model. Not that really the Meikar Adin, these Shtei Alechem that are brought without Kivsei Atzeres should be burnt, and we just have to figure out, why am I not burning it right away? I should burn it tomorrow? Rava says, no, lachila asyan. Really, meikar adin, they should be eaten. Really, meikar adin, we should have allowed them to be eaten. And instead, we let them wait till the next day, and then we burn them instead of eating them. Why? Ugzera mishum deraba. When the Brisa says you burn them because of the gzera, it's assuming like Rabba that ruchoshesh, that next year you're gonna have kvasim, and you're gonna eat the lechem without being makriv the shnei kvasim, because you're gonna say that last year we did that. But the raya that Mikra Din, the Shtei Alechem, could get eaten is not exactly what Rabbah said. Meaning, we are going back to Rabbah's general mahalich that we learned in yesterday, we're still on yesterday's stuff, but Rabbah's general mahalich that we learned in yesterday's shir, which is that really it's la'achila. Really, if you have Shtei Alechem and you just don't have any kvasim, you're allowed to eat that Shtei Alechem. But we're worried about what that's going to mean next year. Because next year you're going to have kvasim and you're going to say, the kvasim aren't really related to the Shtei Alechem. I'm allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem without the kvasim, and that would be a terrible mistake. But how did he know? How do we know, rather, that it's la'achila, that you're allowed to technically eat it on the Doraisa level? Not the same way Rabbah knew it. Rabbah proved it from a Mishnah. We don't prove it from a Mishnah. Elamikra says Rava, I could prove it from a pasuk. The Amar Rava mina minala. So Rava says, okay, what's my pasuk that tells me that Shtei Alechem that's brought without kvasim can actually be eaten by the Kohanim. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in the parsha of the Shea Lechem, Mimoshval Seichem Taviu Lechem Tenufa, and Bikurim LaShem. A few more words in the pasuk, but Bikurim LaShem. So apparently the pasuk itself links Shea Lechem to Bikurim. So that Hekish teaches me Ma Bikurim Bifnei Atzman Af Shea Lechem Bifnei Atzman. Just like Bikurim are brought on their own, so too the Shea Lechem can be brought on their own, even though you don't have Kavasim, you don't have Kivsei Atzer to bring with them. It's not ma'akev the lechem. Umina, and I also learn ma bikurim la'achila, afshei lechem la'achila. Just like bikurim that are brought on their own are brought la'achila, so too the shtei lechem that are brought on their own are brought la'achila, that you're allowed to eat them. La'halacha, no, la'halacha, you wait till the next day and you burn them, but that's because of gezeira midraban, and of what people are going to say the following year. But on a daraisa level, they can be eaten, and it's based on that pasuk. So now the Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim about what avoda of the kifsei atzeres grants kedusha to the shtei alechem that go along with the kifsei atzeres. So Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Kifsei atzeres in mekachin as alechem el b'shchita, that the kifsei atzeres are mekadish lechem when you shecht them. When you shecht the zvachim, the kifsei atzeres, that's when the shtei alechem become kadosh. Ketzad. So how does this play out? Shchatan l'shman, you shecht the kifsei atzeres l'shman, meaning for the shalmi tzibur of kifsei atzeres. Vizorak daman l'shman, and you do the zrika l'shma, great, so kadosh alechem, the lechem has kedush saguf, and the kohanim are allowed to eat it, everything's on schedule, everything is the way it should be. But shchatan shalol l'shman, if you do the shchita shalol l'shma, vizorak daman shalol l'shman, and you do the zrika shalol l'shma, meaning you do the shchita and the zrika l'shem some other karban, not l'shem the kifsei atzeres, then lo kidush alechem, then the lechem doesn't have the kedush saguf, and it only has its previous level of Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of Trumas Halishcha, because the money used to buy the Shtei Alechem was the money from the Trumas Halishcha, but that doesn't grant it the full Kedusha Saguf of a Korban. Shchatan Lishman, if you did the Shchita of the Kifsei Atzeres Lishma, and Vizorek Tamet Shalol Lishma, but the Zrika was done Shalol Lishma, so now this cryptic line, Halechem Kadosh V'Einu Kadosh Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the Lechem is kinda Kadosh. It's holy and not holy, so the Gemara is going to have to figure out, well, what's kinda? What does that mean? That doesn't sound like a very lumdish, description of something. So we're going to get to that later. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Olamenu Kadosh Ad Sheishkol L'Shman V'Yizrok Tamen L'Shman. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you did the Shechita L'Shma, it granted no Kedusha whatsoever to the Karban. It's only when you did the Zrika L'Shma. Well, it's only when you also did the Zrika L'Shma, it's the stage of Zrika that's Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem. So essentially, while we still have some details to work out in this brisa, the basic structure seems to be that Rebbe holds the Shechita L'Shma is already Mekadesh L'Lechem to some degree, and Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it's the Zrika L'Shma that's Mekadesh the Lechem. So my time with Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that the Shechita of the Kifsei Atzeres is Mekadesh L'Lechem? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says about a Nazir who brings his Karbanos when he completes his Nazirus in Parshas Naso, Ves Ha'ayil Ya'asa Zevach Shlomim L'Hashem, al sal hamatzos. So zevach lashon zvicha is lashon of shchita. Lemeimra the shchita mekacha. So you see that the shchita of the ayil is mekadish the sal hamatzos. So if that's true by the nazir, meaning we compare all of these all the examples of karbanos that involve the element of a zevach that's paired up with lechem, right? So you have three examples of it. You have the nazir, the ayil nazir is paired up with a sal hamatzos. You have the karban toda, where the zevach is paired up with the 40 loaves of bread, and you have the shtei alechem, the kifsei atzeres, which are paired up with the shtei alechem. So we're trying to figure out what exactly is mekadesh the lechem part. What do you have to do on the zevach part to be mekadesh the lechem part when it comes to the kifsei atzeres? So we look at the nazir's carbon, we look at the el nazir, and by the el nazir, the pasuk seems to be telling me that it's the shchita of the el nazir that's mekadesh the sal matzos. So the same would be true over here as well, right? That's what it seems to be saying to us, that since the Torah is megalata, as Tosfos points out, that the shechit is mekadesh the lechem by the el nazir, so we say by the shtei lechem it's going to be the same thing. Not any hekesh, it's just that there's an automatic link. There's an automatic link with all these karbanos that have these two elements of a zevach and bread. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and where does Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon learn that it's only at the zrika that that the lechem becomes kadosh. Ya'aseh ad she'aseh kalas Yosef. That the pasuk says v'sa'ayil ya'aseh. So that implies that you got to do everything. That you have to do all of its avodos, which includes the zrika. So it's not enough to have just the shechita l'shma. You need the zrika l'shma as well in order to be mekadosh lechem. So ask Gemara, what does each one do with the other guy's pasuk? V'Rabbi Nami yaksiv ya'aseh. What's Rabbi do with the phrase ya'aseh? Doesn't ya'aseh mean that everything has to be done l'shma? Well, iksiv zevach ya'aseh k'tekamet. If it would have said zevach ya'aseh in that order, then Rabbi says, I would agree with you that the lechem only becomes kadosh when you did the shechita, the zevach, and ya'aseh, and you did the zrika. That would make sense. But hasha d'ksiv ya'aseh zevach, but it flips it. It has in the opposite order. Bamei ya'aseh bezvicha. What it's telling me is what grants the kedusha to the lechem. What is the asiya that we're interested in that's going to make the lechem kadosh? Bezvicha. It is the shechita that's going to do that. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, haksiv zevach. What does Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon do with the word zevach? Doesn't zevach tell you that the shechita of the kivsei tzaras is mekadesh the shtei lechem and not the zrika? Rabbi Yochanan. He uses the word zevach to teach me what Rabbi Yochanan teaches. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim, that both Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon are moda, shetzorach shei lechem b'shas shchita, that you need to have the lechem in existence at the time of the shechita. That if there was no lechem at the time of the shechita, and then you got lechem, and then you did the zrika, the lechem does not become kadosh, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Meaning Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that the zrika is mekadesh, but the zrika is only mekadesh lechem that already existed at the shas shechita. What Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is really telling us is not that the zrika alone is mekadesh, it's that the shechita and the zrika in combination are mekadesh. The Rebbe holds just the shechita of the kivsei atzeres is Mekadesh, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds the combination of Shechita and Zrika together, if they're both able to be Chal on that Shtei Alechem, then it will be Mekadesh. So the Gemara says, the truth is, the Rishonim point out, he should have been able to learn that from Ya'aseh alone, that you need both the Shechita and the Zrika, because after all, Ya'aseh means Kolas Yosef. So it doesn't just mean Zrika, Ya'aseh means everything. It means he did all Kolas Yosef. So that alone should have taught me that you need the Shechita and the zrika to both be done the shema when the lechem is in existence. But the chiddushim amichasim the Rashba points out ya'aseh on its own may not have included shechita because shechita is ksher bizarre. So maybe ya'aseh is not something that we would have viewed as an avodas hakarban. So that's why I need the word zevach as well to tell me that the zevach had to happen, the zvicha, the shechita had to happen while the shtei lechem existed. So bottom line is what we have right now is that Rebbe told us that when you do the Shechita l'shma on the Kivsei Atzeres, that's when the lechem becomes kadosh. If you then subsequently did the zrika shelo l'shma, so it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh, but it is kadosh. It's just kadosh ve'eno kadosh. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, it only has kedusha when you do both the shechita and the zrika l'shma, only then will it have kedusha. So my kadosh ve'eno kadosh, what did Rebbe mean though, when he said, I mean, it would fit perfectly neatly and everything would be great if Rebbe just would have said, if you do the shechita l'shma, kadosh, right? And I don't care about the zrika. When you do the zrika shalol shma, the shechita is what determines shechita l'shma kadosh, right? That would have been the best way. It would have been so clear. And then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say, no, you also need the zrika. What did Rabbi mean when he said that if you do the zrika shalol l'shma, it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh machlokes? Abaye yomer kadosh ve'eno gamur. It's not a kedusha gamur. It's a partial kedusha. Rava amar kadosh ve'eno nitar. That it's a full kedusha, it has full kedusha saguf, but it's not mutar ba'achila. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat that shtei alechem. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Since Abaye holds that the kedusha is not a kedusha gemura, he probably holds the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it because the money comes from the Trumas Alishcha and there was nothing that was the zrika was not matir ba'achila because the zrika was done shalol l'shma. So long as it doesn't have full kedusha saguf, of course the Kohanim are not going to be allowed to eat it. It belongs to the Trumas Alishcha. So l'may nafkamina, meaning Rava says it's full kadosh, but you can't eat it. And Abaye says it's partially kadosh. Well, if it's only partially kadosh, well then you also can't eat it. So yikabinai l'mitfas pidyono. The nafkamina between Abaye and Rava is will the lechem be tofes the money of the pit that you're poded with to grant the kedusha to that money that that the lechem itself had. Le Abaye, according to Abaye, that it never had full kedusha saguf, then lo tafos pidyono, then the kedusha will not latch on to the money that you're poded with to be holy like it. It will only have the truma, the kedusha of the truma salishcha, and then therefore you could use that money to buy other karbanos tzibur, because the lechem was never fully kadosh, so it only has, what the only kedusha we're confident that it has is the kedusha of the truma salishcha. So the Rava, but according to Rava, since the lechem is fully kadosh b'kedush saguf, tafas pidyono, so then what the money you exchange it for will have the same kedusha as the kedusha of the shtei lechem, and therefore it will go out l'chulin. The shtei lechem will be yotzei l'chulin, meaning the Gemara only really spells out half of the nafkamina. The Gemara says according to Abaye, it's lo tafas pidyono. The money is not going to have kedush saguf. The full kedusha of the shtei lechem, which also means that the shtei lechem is not really redeemed, that the shtei lechem is not yotzei l'chulin. Rava says tafes pidyono, which really means, and therefore the shtei lechem is yotzei l'chulin. So says Mar Bishlam of the Rava. Well, now according to Rava, who says that when Rebbe says kadosh veino kadosh, he means it has full kedusha saguf, but it's just not mutar ba'achila. Haynu dika ben Rebbe the Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Now I understand in what way Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon disagree, that according to Rebbe, when you shecht the kifsei atzeres lishman and you are zorik the dam shelo lishma, the lechem is kadosh with full kedusha. It's just that it's not nita la'achila. So when you're poda it would be yotzi l'chulin, and the pidyon will be nitfas. Whereas according to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, the lechem would not be kadosh and therefore would not be yotzi l'chulin when you're poda it. So I get it that there's a machlokas over there between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Does it have kedusha so that you can be poda it? Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon would say no, because he didn't do his zrika. Rebbe would say yes, it's just that it wasn't nita la'achila, but it will be yotzei l'chulin when you're poda it. Ella Abaye, but according to Abaye, ma'ika ben Rebbe, the Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon. How's Abaye going to explain the difference between Rebbe's opinion and Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon's opinion? According to Abaye, even Rebbe would hold that if you did the shechita l'shma and the zrika shalol l'shma, the lechem is kadosh, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon holds the lechem is eino kadosh, and it's not mutar b'achila, and it's not tofes as damav. Meaning, according to Abaye, the when Rebbe said kadosh ve'eino kadosh, it meant that it doesn't have kedusha gemura, and if it doesn't have kedusha gemura, it means that it's not going to be nitfas b'pidyono, and it's not going to be yotzei l'chulin. So Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon holds the same thing. So says Mar Yikabinai live suli b'yotzei. No, the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon in Abaye's view is about if subliotze, that the lechem becomes pasul when it leaves the azara after the shechita. That according to Rabbi, that the lechem is kadosh and it has a little bit of kedusha saguf from a shechita that was done l'shma, even though it's not a kedusha gemura, it's enough kedusha that if it leaves the azara, it's going to be pasul. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon, that the lechem is only kadosh with kedusha shumas alishcha, it's not nif subliotze after the shechita. So if the carbon is shechted, and then the lechem was yotzei, and then you did the zrikas adam, according to Rebbe, that the shechita is mekadeshit, the lechem is pasul. Whereas according to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, that the zrikas is mekadesh, the lechem is going to be kosher. Okay, that's the end of that conversation. So now, bar minei Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, min Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak raised the following shaila to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Kifsei atzeres sheshchaton l'shman v'zarek daman shalol l'shman osa lechem ma'u ba'achila. If you shechted the kifsei atzeres l'shma but you did the zrika shalol l'shma, are you allowed to eat that shtei alechem? Is that mutter for the kohanim to eat? So says Gemara, well, Ali b'daman, didn't we just have this conversation? Meaning, whose shita are you masupuk within? E Ali b'drabalazor b'shimen, if you're asking with in the sheet of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Hamar Zrika de Makacha. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's whole sheet was that the Zrika of the Kifsei Atzeres is that which is Makadesh the Lechem. And since the Zrika was not Lishma, then the Lechem is not going to be Kadosh. And obviously, therefore, it's Asar Bachila. So what are you asking about? If I did a Zrika Shalol Lishma, can I eat the Shtei Lechem? According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, if you did a Zrika Shalol Lishma, the Shtei Lechem never got Kedusha. So of course, the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. It never. that the zrika is everything. The zrika is what gives it kedusha. And he alibi the Rebbe. And if you're asking within the sheet of Rebbe that holds that the shechita is what grants it kedusha, well, you have to assess both Abaye and Rava's approach within Rebbe. Bein la Abaye, bein the Rava, kadosh veinu nitarhu. Both Abaye and Rava would say yes, it has kedusha, but it cannot be eaten, because Abaye would say that it has kedusha means that it's not a kedusha gemura, and therefore you can't eat it. And Rava would say kedusha gemura, but what does it mean veinu kadosh? That it's not nitar ba'achila. That's exactly the point that Rava made. That it's not nitar ba'achila. That's what it means. So what kind of questions Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asking? If you do zrika shelo lishma, can you eat it? The answer is no. According to nobody, can you eat it? Not according to Rabbi Shimon, and not according to Rebbe. So what kind of question? So Ella Aliba da Haitana. Now you must be asking within the Shita of a third Tana. Tetani Avud Rabbi Yirmi Baraba, Shtei Alechem Sheyatzu Ben Shchita L'Zrika. If Shtei Alechem left the Azara after the Shchita, before the Zrika, V'Zarak Daman Shal Kavasim Chutzas Manan, and then you did the Zrika of the Dam with a Machshava of Chutzas Manan, which means a Machsheves Pigel, a Machsheva to eat a Chutzas Manan, so the carbon became Pigel. So does the Lechem also become Pigel? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein Balechem Mishum Pigel. The Lechem does not become Pigel, you're not Chayiv Karis. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yesh Balechem Mishum Pigel. So again, case is Shtei Alechem is outside of the Azara. Let's start before that. The case is, you shechted the Kivsei Atzeres. So now that you shechted the Kivsei Atzeres, according to Rebbe, that should give Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem. Now, the Shtei Alechem leave the Azara, and then you do a Zrika with the Machsheves Pigel on the Kivsei Atzeres. So you've been Mefagel the Kivsei Atzeres. Does that impact the Shtei Alechem that left the Azara? So Avam Rav Sheshes, Hani Tanoi, that Machlokas Tanoi, Rav Lezman Rav Kiva, is Kerebi Sfirulu. They're both assuming like Rebbe, Dar Meshchita Mekadcha, that when you did the Shchita, the Shtei Alechem had the full Kedusha. And therefore, since it had the full Kedusha, the fact that it left the Azara Zara was problematic, had passed it already. Miu, Rabbi Lazar l'tamei, damer ein zrika mo'alas liyotze. So Rabbi Lazar is going l'shitaso, that the lechem is not going to become pigle, even though you were mefagel the carbon by doing the zrika with the machsheves pigle, because he holds that pigle is not going to impact that which already left the azara. That if, let's say, some of the carbon meat, let's say it wasn't shtei lechem, let's say it was some of the meat of the carbon had left the azara and already become passel, then when you subsequently do a zrika with a machsheves pigle, it's not going to affect that meat. That meat's already pasul. Something that's already pasul is not going to become pigle. So that's Rabbi Lazar Shita. Rabbi Akiva, so the same is going to be true by the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem was kadosh. It's part of this carbon. It's already pasul because it was already yotzei. So now your machsheves pigle on the zevach is not going to affect that Shtei Alechem. That's already pasul. It's not going to be pigle. Rabbi Akiva, the Tamei, Tamer Zrika Moelis Yotzei. And Rabbi Akiva's Lishita So, and he holds that zrika works on part of a carbon that was already yotzei. That if you do a zrika with a machsheves pigel, it's going to be mefagel that which was already yotzei as well, and therefore it's going to be mefagel this shtei alechem that was already yotzei. Where do we find this machlokas whether the zrika is moel yotzei or not? Whether the zrika is going to a zrika with a machsheves pigel is going to be mefagel that which was already yotzei, that part of the carbon that already became possible by being yotzei chutz la'azara? Ditnan, it's a mishnah in the first parak of Mi'ila. A muri kachim kalim sheyatzu lufnei zrikas dam. If you have a murim of kachim kalim that left the azara before you ever did the zrika, Rabbi Lezer Omer ein mol in bed, that they're not subject to Mi'ila even after you do the zrika, because the zrikas adam will not impact that which was already yotzei to be mekadish with the kedusha saguf, and therefore subjected to Mi'ila. And vein chayav le mishum pigel, it will not become pigel if you had a machsheves pigel on what was still on the avodos that you're doing inside the azara v'nosar, and it's also not going to be subject to nosar if you eat it after the zman of that the basar is allowed to be eaten v'tamei, and if you eat it b'tumas aguf, you're not going to be chayiv. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that the zrika sadam does work for that part of the carbon that was already yotzei as if it's still in the azara, and therefore maol in behen is subject to me. And you're chayiv for pigul nosar v'tamei, just like the kosher carbon that would be subject to all of those things. So too, the part that was yotzei is subject to all of those things. So now the Gemara says, so now let's try to explain what was Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's question. Right? Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, I want to know, if you do the zrika of the Kivsei Atzeres Shalol Lishma, are you allowed to eat the lechem? And we said, according to who? It didn't make any sense. You're not allowed to eat the lechem, not according to Rebbe, not according to, and not according to our, and not, who was the other Shita, Rav Lazar B'Shimon, right? Not according to Rebbe, and not according to Rav Lazar B'Shimon, not according to either of the interpretations of Rabbi. So what was his Shaila? So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Zriko works for that which was Yotzei, and your Chayiv on the Emurim and the Lechem, Mishum Pigel, if you do a Zrika Sadam with a Machsheves Pigel on the inside, so that you're going to be, the stuff on the outside is that's outside the Azar is going to become Pigel as well. So Mai, what's the din of the Lechem when you are Zorik the Dam of the Kvasim Shalol Lishma, Midi Zrikas Pigel, Kaval Lechem B'Pigel by Yotzei, Kibasar Zrika Shalol Lishma Nami Sharyale Lechem? Do we say, well, if a Zrikas Pigel will make the Lechem that left the Azara into Pigel, meaning that we view the Lechem just like the Basar of the Karban, that just like if the Basar of the Karban was Yotzei, and then I did a Zrikas Pigel, it would be Mefagel the Basar that was Yotzei, so too it's Mefagel the Lechem that's Yotzei, so maybe a Zrika Shalol Lishma will be Matir the Lechem Ba'achila, because it's considered, the Lechem is considered to be part of the carbon itself, and since the kvasim are mutar ba'achila when you do zrika shalol lishma, because so too the lechem will be mutar ba'achila when you do zrika shalol lishma, even though that lechem is yotzei. Dilmer, maybe not. Maybe we say luchumra aminan lekula lo aminan, to be machmir, to be mechayev mishum pigel when you eat the lechem. That's where we're going to say that the lechem is considered part and parcel of the carbon itself. But lekula, to allow you to eat the lechem al yedei azrika that was shalol lishma, maybe we don't say such a thing to be mekel. So maskar of papa umi maidichi isnu avrei pligi. How do you know that in the case that the shtei alechem is still outside the azara at the time that you do the zrika, that that's the case Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva are arguing about, whether the lechem becomes pigel with the zrika sadab? Dilma, maybe bidisnu avrei dekuliam lo pligi. Maybe dein zrika malas yotzei. Maybe if the shtei alechem is outside of the azara at the time that you do a zrika with the machsheves pigel, maybe everybody would agree that machsheves pigel cannot impact lechem that's not in the Azara right now, lechem that's outside of the Azara. You know where the machlokas is? Ubadar Ailinu Pligi. Maybe the whole machlokas of Lezner Rabbi Akiva is if the Shtei Alechem was brought back into the Azara prior to the Zrika. So I did a Shchita while the Shtei Alechem is in the Azara, then I brought the Shtei Alechem outside of the Azara, then I brought the Shtei Alechem back in the Azara, and now I do a Zrika with the Machsheves Pigel. That's where you have machlokas of Lezner Rabbi Akiva. Does that Machsheves Pigel, is that mefagel the shtei alechem? To Rabbi Lazar savar la karebi damer shchita mekatcha. Maybe the Rabbi Lazar holds that the zrika spigel does not impact the shtei alechem, holds like Rabbi that the shchita of the kivsei atzeres is what's mekadish the shtei alechem, and therefore since the shtei alechem already had kedusha v'ifsalu luhu biyotzei, they became pasul the second they left the azara, and therefore it will not become pigel because it's already pasul. So even though right now it's in the azara and you're doing a zrika with the machsheves pigel, it can't impact this shtei alechem because pigel only impacts that which is not already pasul. But this shtei alechem is already pasul. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva who holds that the shtei alechem does become pigel when you zorik the dam is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon damer shchita lo mekatcha, and therefore lo mifsli biyotze, is going like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon who holds that the shchita alone is not mekadish the shtei alechem. You need the zrika to be mekadish the shtei alechem, and since after the shchita the shtei lechem was yotzei, but it was before the zrika, there was no psul yotzei because it didn't have kedusha yet, and it's only at the time of the zrika that you're being mefagalit. So maybe that's the case that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva disagree about, and mimela you have no reasonable explanation for Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's shaila, right? Meaning the whole reasonable explanation for Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's shaila assumed that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva were arguing about a case where the lechem was still outside. So we were asking, when when the lechem is still outside, do you assume lekula as well, that it's considered part of the zevach, and that the zrika is going to work? But maybe they never argued about that, and therefore there's no room for any shaila for Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, hi, my. Well, wait a second. What kind of kasha is that? If you hold that Rabbi Akiva holds that the lechem becomes pigle when you zorek the dam of the kavasim, he holds like Rabbi da amar shchita mekachalu, that shchita is going to be mekadish the lechem. Hainu dekamer Rabbi Akiva dekachalu b'shchita. Then I understand that the kedusha of the shtei lechem happens with the shchita of the kavasim va'asya zrika of kavalu b'pigle, and the zrika that you then do with the machsheves pigle will be mefagel the lechem. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, Damar Zvicha lo mekacha, who holds that the shchita of the kvasim is not mekadish the lechem, it's only the zrika sadam that's mekadish the lechem. Well, how does that work then? Zrika's pigle mi mekacha, meaning you're doing the zrika with the machsheves pigle, is that going to be mekadish the shtei lechem and simultaneously be mefagel the shtei lechem? If meaning when you already have shtei lechem that has kedusha, so then you do a machsheves pigle, you'll be mefagelit. But you can't be maktish and mefagel simultaneously. If it only gets its kedusha from the zrika, how can it also become pigle from the zrika? Didn't Rav Gidol Amrav tell us zrika's pigle? The zrika's pigle does not grant something mi'ila status, nor does it take away mi'ila status. That a murikachim kalim, which before you do the zrika, is not fully kadosh. It's mamon abaylim, and the zrika of the dam is what is what's mafreshit legavoa, is what designates it as kadosh and grants it the status of of Mi'ila. A Zrika Spigel can't do that. A Zrika Spigel cannot elevate something to a status of Kedusha. And it cannot take away the Mi'ila status when you do a Zrika Spigel. That's done by Basar Kachik Kachim, which are only subject to Mi'ila before the Zrika Sadam, because they're Mamun Gavoa, and the Zrika is Matir, the Basar Ba'achila. The Zrika allows the Basar to be eaten by the Kohanim, and therefore it takes away the Mi'ila status. But a Zrika Spigel doesn't do that. So since a zrika spigel is not considered a zrika with regard to mi'ila, you see that it's not really a zrika. So by the shtei alechem, it should not have the capacity to be mekadish the shtei alechem and simultaneously make it pigle. So you see that the basis for Rabbi Akiva that the lechem is mispagel is not because he holds like Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon that the lechem is not miskadish b'shchita. He holds like Rabbi, the lechem is ready miskadish b'shchita. And since he holds that the lechem was that the lechem is mispagel with the zrika's dam hakvasim, with the zrika of the dam that's done with the machsheves pigle, so you see that he holds that the lechem is considered part of the zevach, and therefore the raya returns that a zrika shalo l'shma will be matir the lechem ba'achila. So answers Gemara, well, lavi itosav Rav Gidol Amrav, didn't we reject Rav Gidol Amrav in Maseches Mi'ila anyway? So therefore you cannot bring any rayas from Rav Gidol Amrav, and therefore Rav Papa's kasha returns, and Rav Shmuel Viter makes no sense. So we the Gemara ends that conversation by saying we don't understand Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Safek. Now, new question. Kivsei Atzer Sheshchat on Lishman. Let's say you shechted the Kivsei Atzer Sheshma of an Alechem, and then you lost the Lechem before you did the Zrika. So now the Kivsei Atzer are ruined. So can you do the Zrika's Dam Shalol Lishma just to make it a Karban Shlamim and be Matir the Zevach Ba'achila? Meaning it can't be Kivsei Atzeres anymore because the lechem is gone. But maybe if you do the Zrikas Dam L'shem regular Karban Shlamim, it could be a Karban Shlamim. So Amalei, Yesh Chadavar She'enu Kasher L'shma V'Kasher Shalol L'shma. You have such a thing. You have something that if you were to do it L'shma, it would be no good. Because but if you do it Shalol L'shma, you'll salvage it? That you're trying to suggest over here. The Kivsei Atzeres as Kivsei Atzeres, they're no good. So if I were to do it L'shma, no good. So I'll do it L'shem Shlamim, which is Shalol Lishma, and now all of a sudden it's going to be good. So says Mara Velo, why is that so unusual? Vare Pesach kodem chatzos de inu kasher lishma. A carbon Pesach before chatzos, if you do it l'shem Pesach, it's no good. V'kasher shlo lishma, but if you do it l'shem shlamim, it counts as a carbon shlamim. So he says, no, hachi Kamino. What I meant to ask is as follows. Yesh chadavar shenir l'shmo. Do you ever have anything that was once kosher to be brought l'shmo? Like the Shalmei Atzeres before you lost the lechem. V'nitcha b'l'shmo. And then it was it was ruined. It was passed. Like by the losing of the lechem, of the shtei lechem. V'eino kosher l'shmo. And therefore you can no longer do it l'shmo. V'kosher shlo l'shmo. But it's still going to be kosher if you do shlo l'shmo. That's not like Karban Pesach before Chatzos, because Karban Pesach before Chatzos was never ro'i l'shmo. So it says below, you don't have such an example, right? Pesach achar zmanu. What about Pesach after the zman, after Yudal Nisan, b'shayim Mos Hashana, where the halacha is you could be makrevit l'shem shlamim, but you cannot be makrev l'shem Pesach. So hachi kami, no, what I meant is, yesh chadav l'shenir l'shmo, v'nishchat l'shmo, that it was ro'i l'shmo, and it was shachta l'shmo, v'nitch l'shmo, then it became possible, and ainu kasha l'shmo, and you cannot do the zrika l'shmo, v'kasha shal l'shmo, but you could do the zrika shalol l'shmo. So it says more v'lov harei toda. Well, a toda where the lechem became pasul, you can do it as a shlamim. So that's a perfect example. It says more, no, shiny toda drachmana kari shlamim. Toda is a shlamim. The Torah calls it a shlamim, and that's why we'll say that a toda that was shechted l'shem toda, and then you lost the bread, you could be zorik the dam l'shem shlamim, but you cannot necessarily do the same thing with the shtei lechem. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up the Tan Rabbanan. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.